G'day, Brad.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
We're going okay, mate. We're nestled down in Mudgee, good part of the world.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful place.
It is, mate. Now, what's happened to Sydney? The last round, they lost both their games away to Melbourne and at home to Adelaide.
Yeah, they're struggling, is the simple answer. Look, every team goes through it. They're just struggling defensively to really stop teams. They were at keeping teams to about 80 points, and on the weekend, or last week, I should say, they really gave up too many points. They went down to Melbourne and lost on the buzzer to a beautiful Ware is the new import for them on three on the buzzer, and then Adelaide were too good for Melbourne.
Unbelievable.
So some soul-searching needs to happen with the Kings, but, you know, they'll come back. Every team goes through this.
Yeah, there's so many games. That's the problem. It's hard to be at the peak of your powers, and playing defence is hard work. Scoring is the fun bit of the game. How big an effect is the loss of Steve Blake going to have? And he's gone home, what, for family reasons, hasn't he, Brad?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So after the game, he announced it to the team. That came as a complete shock to them that he had to go home for family reasons. There's talk, I'm not sure, I think it's his wife, but it's really been kept close to people's chest. So there's a family illness there, so he's gone home. Look, he hasn't played well because everyone thought he was going to come out here and shoot the lights out, but he was a really, really good, you know, team player, good environment to be around the locker room, and also very controlled on the offensive end. So I think he is a big loss, and I think they'll really lose the effect of him later on in the season when they need it. So at this stage, they're not going to replace him with an import, but time will tell whether what happens there, because I think they do need a bit more depth in the guard spot.
Right.
Now, Illawarra, they break an 11-year away drought to Perth, and Clark was brilliant.
Unbelievable. 23 games they had not won in Perth in a row, and they come out last week and have a beautiful win on the back of course, Rob Beveridge, who was the former coach there in Perth, is now coach of Illawarra. So that was a great win. Rodney Clark was great. The whole team played well. Tim Conrad was very good for them as well. So they're really starting to, you know, get up the ladder and play some good basketball. And, of course, now these two teams, Illawarra and Sydney, meet on Monday night. So it's going to be a beauty down there in Wollongong.
All right. Well, Illawarra at $2.10, even though they're on home court, mate. Sydney Kings, who have got, you know, the star players, $1.75, including Illawarra's best player from last year. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, Illawarra have to go to New Zealand and play there first. So, you know, I would say Illawarra, but based on the fact that they've got a bit of travel, Sydney have no game, 7 days to prepare after a big loss. I am swaying towards Sydney, but it's going to be a good, nice, juicy odds there for Wollongong.
And what's the best bet of the weekend, mate?
Well, to me, there's no question of the best bet of the weekend, I think, is... I think the best bet of the weekend will be Melbourne to beat New Zealand. I think Melbourne are really coming up the ladder now and playing really well. So I'll say Melbourne to beat New Zealand for sure.
And a roughie?
Well, it's always a good one, the roughie. I love the roughies ones, but I think we're going to have to go with Adelaide. They're always a good one.
Okay.
Adelaide against Perth or?
Yes.
They're $1.58, their favourites, Adelaide. But you think they'll win?
Crowd, is it?
No, that's not much.
What about Cairns?
You know what? Cairns to beat Brisbane.
Yep.
Okay. So Cairns are $2.20 at tab.com.au to knock over the Brisbane Bullets, $1.67. And you like Melbourne to beat New Zealand. Melbourne are $1.48. So you can multi that up. Brad? Terrific to see the NBL really kicking back. Solid crowds, and I know the TV figures are pretty good as well, courtesy of your wonderful commentary on Fox. So we do thank you, mate. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, my pleasure. Look, it's been a great season so far. First place have 5 losses. Last place have 7. It's brilliant. But remember, go Kings.